This audio edition is copyright Web Fusion Publications. All rights reserved. No part of this recording may be reproduced, distributed, or transmitted in any form without prior written permission from the publisher. Unauthorized use is strictly prohibited. Welcome to Web Fusion Publications. This is Albert speaking. In this audio edition of Human Powers, we explore the hidden capacities of the human mind, abilities whispered about across cultures, hinted at in scientific anomalies, and experienced by ordinary people in extraordinary moments. From the Kozyrev mirror to telepathy, out-of-body experiences, hypnotism, and the origins of these forgotten senses, this is a journey into the deeper architecture of consciousness. As we take this journey together, we will examine what may lie just beyond the edges of ordinary perception. Let us begin. Human powers. 1. The Kozyrev mirror, telepathy, out-of-body experiences, and the origins of hidden abilities. Introduction. The forgotten senses of the human mind. For thousands of years, humanity has whispered about abilities that seem to sit just beyond the edge of ordinary perception. Ancient cultures spoke of second sight, astral travel, mind-to-mind communication, and the subtle energies that connect all living things. Modern science, with its focus on the measurable and repeatable, often dismisses these stories as superstition. Yet the experiences persist across cultures, across time, and across individuals who have never met. Every so often, a strange experiment or unexplained event slips through the cracks of conventional understanding. These moments remind us that the human mind may be far more powerful, far more flexible, and far more mysterious than we currently accept. One of the most intriguing of these forgotten experiments took place in the Soviet Union, hidden behind secrecy and scientific ambition. It involved a device that few people today have even heard of, a device that seemed to amplify human perception in ways that defy easy explanation. It was called the Kozyrev mirror. 1. The Kozyrev mirror, a forgotten Soviet experiment in consciousness. In the mid-20th century, Soviet astrophysicist Nikolai Kozyrev proposed a radical idea that time is not just a passive backdrop through which events unfold, but an active physical force, something that can be bent, reflected, or concentrated. To explore this idea, researchers constructed large spirals and chambers made of polished aluminum. These structures became known as Kozyrev mirrors, though they were not mirrors in the traditional sense. Instead of reflecting light, they were designed to reflect subtle fields, perhaps consciousness itself. What happened inside the mirrors? Participants who entered these chambers reported experiences that were difficult to categorize: heightened intuition, sudden emotional clarity, vivid mental images, sensations of leaving the body, impressions of distant locations, spontaneous telepathic flashes, altered perception of time. Some subjects described seeing events that had not yet happened. Others felt as though they were observing places far away, as if their awareness had stretched beyond the physical body. The experiments were conducted in remote regions of Siberia, far from electromagnetic interference. Reports suggest that the effects were strongest during periods of intense solar activity, hinting at a possible connection between consciousness and cosmic forces. Why so few people know about it? The research was never widely published. Much of it remained classified, scattered across obscure scientific journals, or locked in institutional archives. When the Soviet Union collapsed, the project faded into obscurity. Yet the Kozyrev mirror remains one of the most intriguing attempts to scientifically explore the boundaries of human perception. 2. Telepathy, the mind's silent language. For most people, telepathy belongs to the realm of science fiction, a convenient plot device for superheroes and psychic detectives. Yet the idea of mind-to-mind communication is far older than modern storytelling. It appears in ancient myths, tribal traditions, religious texts, and the private experiences of ordinary people who have never spoken publicly about what they felt. Telepathy, at its core, is the possibility that thoughts, emotions, or intentions can be shared without words, not through magic, but through a natural human ability that we have not yet learned to measure. The everyday telepathy we don't talk about. Most people have experienced small moments that hint at something deeper, thinking of someone seconds before they call, knowing what a partner is about to say, feeling a loved one's distress from miles away, sensing a friend's mood before they speak, turning around because you felt someone staring at you and finding that they were. This last one is especially striking because it's so universal. No sound, no movement, no physical cue. Yet something in us reacts. It suggests that attention itself may be a kind of signal, a subtle exchange between minds that we don't consciously register. Scientific glimpses behind the curtain. Although mainstream science avoids the word telepathy, several experiments have brushed up against the idea. Twin studies show unusually high rates of shared sensations and simultaneous emotional shifts. Brainwave synchronization has been observed between people engaged in deep conversation or shared focus. Remote viewing programs, once funded by military intelligence, produced results that remain unexplained. Quantum biology suggests that living systems may use forms of communication that don't fit classical physics. None of this proves telepathy, but it opens a door that many researchers quietly suspect leads to somewhere important, a skill hidden in plain sight. If telepathy exists, it may not be a dramatic, cinematic exchange of thoughts. It may be subtle, emotional, intuitive, a whisper rather than a shout, a sense rather than a sentence. And like any sense, it may grow stronger when we pay attention to it. 3. Out-of-body experiences, consciousness beyond the body. Out-of-body experiences, or OOBEs, are among the most fascinating and controversial human abilities. They appear in ancient spiritual traditions, modern medical reports, and the private testimonies of people who have never studied the subject at all. Despite their diversity, these experiences share a common theme: the sense of awareness separating from the physical body. The near-death window. Many OOBEs occur during moments of extreme physical stress, cardiac arrest, trauma, or deep unconsciousness. People often describe floating above their body, observing medical staff from impossible angles, hearing conversations later verified as accurate, moving through tunnels or vast spaces, feeling calm, detached, or deeply aware. These reports come from individuals of all ages, cultures, and belief systems. Their consistency is difficult to ignore. The voluntary experience. Not all OOBEs happen by accident. Some people claim to induce them intentionally through deep meditation, lucid dreaming, sensory deprivation, rhythmic breathing, sleep paralysis transitions. These experiences often include sensations of lifting, rolling, or sliding out of the body, followed by a shift in perspective that feels both familiar and utterly foreign. The Cold War Mind Experiments. During the Cold War, both the United States and the Soviet Union explored unusual methods of perception and intelligence gathering. While much of this research focused on remote viewing, some experiments touched on experiences that resembled OOBEs. Participants reported perceiving distant locations, describing rooms they had never entered, sensing the presence or activities of people far away, observing military or scientific sites through non-physical awareness. These programs were never fully embraced by mainstream science, yet they were taken seriously enough to receive funding, structure, and long-term study. The idea was simple but astonishing. If consciousness could detach from the body, even briefly, it might serve as a form of invisible observation. The neuroscience puzzle. Modern neuroscience has attempted to explain OOBEs by stimulating certain regions of the brain. In rare cases, electrical activation of the temporoparietal junction can produce a fleeting sense of detachment. But these laboratory versions are brief, incomplete, and lack the clarity reported in natural OOBEs. They raise more questions than they answer. Why do some people perceive verifiable details? Why do the experiences feel more real than dreams? Why do they occur during moments when the brain should be least capable of producing vivid imagery? A glimpse beyond the physical. Whether OOBEs are neurological, psychological, or something more profound, they challenge our assumptions about consciousness. They suggest that awareness may not be as tightly bound to the physical body as we once believed. And if that's true, then the boundaries of human perception may be far wider than we ima. Gyne. Hypnotism. The mind's open door. Hypnotism occupies a strange place in human consciousness, part science, part performance, part mystery. It reveals something profound. That the mind can enter states where suggestion becomes powerful, perception becomes flexible, and awareness can be shaped in ways we do not fully understand. A personal account, the Aldershot stage. During military service, a young volunteer stepped onto a theater stage in Aldershot, joining several others for a hypnotist's act. What followed was playful enough, acting like a dog, a gorilla, responding to humorous suggestions. But near the end, the hypnotist dismissed the others and kept him alone on stage. A post-hypnotic suggestion was planted. When you hear the song "So Tired," you will fall asleep wherever you are. The show continued. Dancers, comedians, applause. Eventually, the curtains closed and the audience began to leave. He walked toward the exit with everyone else. Then the music changed. "So Tired" began to play. He stumbled into a seat and fell asleep instantly. The entire theater stopped. The hypnotist reappeared, approached him, and gently reversed the suggestion. He woke feeling foolish, until he later discovered that hypnotic susceptibility correlates not with gullibility, but with intelligence, imagination, and cognitive flexibility. Why some people are easily hypnotized. Research suggests that highly hypnotizable individuals share traits such as strong imagination, deep focus, emotional responsiveness, openness to experience, the ability to enter immersive states. These are not weaknesses, they are strengths. What hypnotism reveals about human powers. Hypnotism shows that consciousness can shift into altered modes. Perception can be shaped by suggestion. Memory, sensation, and awareness are more fluid than we assume. The mind can follow instructions even outside conscious awareness. It sits naturally alongside telepathy, OOBS, and intuition, another doorway into the hidden architecture of the human mind. 4. Where do these powers come from? If telepathy, out-of-body experiences, and heightened perception are more than imagination, then the next question becomes unavoidable. Where do these abilities originate? Are they evolutionary leftovers, dormant senses, or glimpses of a deeper reality that science has not yet learned to measure? The truth may lie in a combination of explanations, each offering a different window into the hidden architecture of the human mind. 1. Evolutionary echoes. Some researchers suggest that these abilities may be ancient survival tools. Early humans lived in a world of predators, darkness, and uncertainty. A heightened sense of being watched, an intuitive awareness of danger, or a subtle emotional connection to others could have been life-saving. Over time, as civilization grew safer and more structured, these abilities may have faded into the background, not gone, just quiet. 2. Dormant brain functions. The human brain is a masterpiece of complexity, yet we still don't fully understand how consciousness arises, how memory is stored, or why certain altered states unlock unusual perceptions. It's possible that telepathy is a form of emotional or neural resonance. OOBS occur when the brain shifts into an unusual mode of processing. Intuition is a rapid subconscious analysis of subtle cues. The Kozyrev mirror amplifies patterns the brain normally filters out. In this view, human powers are not supernatural, they are natural, simply underused. 3. The quantum consciousness hypothesis. A more speculative idea suggests that consciousness may interact with the universe at a level deeper than neurons and synapses. Some theories propose that the brain may use quantum processes. Consciousness might not be fully localized. Information could be exchanged non-locally. Attention itself may have a measurable effect. These ideas remain controversial, but they offer a framework that could explain telepathy, remote perception, and the strange effects reported in the Kozyrev mirror. 4. Ancient knowledge, modern amnesia. Many ancient cultures believed that humans once possessed abilities that have since faded. The Egyptians spoke of the ka, a subtle body capable of travel. Hindu traditions describe siddhis, extraordinary mental powers. Indigenous cultures speak of dream walking and spirit travel. Mystics throughout history described visions, intuition, and inner sight. Perhaps these traditions were not metaphors, but memories, echoes of a time when human consciousness was more fluid and less confined. 5. A cosmic connection. Some thinkers propose that consciousness is not produced by the brain at all, but received by it, like a radio tuning into a universal field. If this is true, then telepathy could be shared access to the same field. OOBEs could be shifts in the point of perception. Intuition could be subtle alignment with information beyond the senses. The Kozyrev mirror might simply reduce interference, allowing the signal to strengthen. This idea is bold, but it resonates with both ancient teachings and modern anomalies. 6. The Anunnaki angle. For those who explore ancient astronaut theories, another possibility emerges, that early humans were influenced, engineered, or taught by advanced beings. If so, some of our unusual abilities might be remnants of that contact. fragments of a design we no longer fully understand. This perspective doesn't claim certainty, but it does offer a compelling bridge between myth, archaeology, and unexplained human potential. 5. Closing reflection, the hidden human. For all our scientific progress, humanity still stands at the edge of a vast unknown. We map the stars, split the atom, and send machines to distant planets. Yet the greatest mystery may be the one we carry inside ourselves. Telepathy, out-of-body experiences, heightened intuition, and the strange effects of devices like the Kozyrev mirror all point toward a simple but profound possibility. The human mind is not fully understood, not even by its owner. We live our lives through a narrow window of perception, trusting only what we can measure, photograph, or repeat in a laboratory. But history shows that human understanding expands in waves. What was once impossible becomes ordinary. What was once mystical becomes measurable. What was once dismissed becomes foundational. Electricity was once magic. Germs were once invisible nonsense. Meteorites were once impossible stones from the sky. Dreams were once messages from gods. And now, perhaps, consciousness itself is the next frontier. The quiet abilities we forgot. If even a fraction of the experiences described across cultures, centuries, and scientific anomalies are real, then human beings may possess abilities that lie dormant, not gone, just unused. Like muscles that weaken from disuse, these senses may have faded as society grew louder, faster, and more distracted. But they never disappeared. They whisper in moments of intuition. They flicker in dreams. They surface in crisis. They appear in the quiet spaces between thoughts. And sometimes, in rare moments, they burst through with clarity, reminding us that we are more than biology, more than neurons, more than the sum of our senses. A new frontier of understanding. Perhaps the question is not whether these abilities exist, but why we stopped exploring them, why we allowed the boundaries of human potential to shrink to what can be weighed and measured. Maybe the next great scientific revolution won't come from a telescope or a particle accelerator, but from a deeper understanding of consciousness, the force that animates every thought, every dream, every moment of awareness. The invitation. This article is not a conclusion. It is an invitation to wonder, to question, to explore, to remember. Because the greatest mystery in the universe may not be dark matter, distant galaxies, or ancient civilizations. It may be us, the hidden human, the forgotten abilities, the powers waiting quietly beneath the surface of everyday life. And perhaps, just perhaps, we are only beginning to rediscover what we were always capable of. 6. Case studies, real accounts of human powers. Human abilities become far more compelling when they move from theory into lived experience. Across cultures, decades, and scientific disciplines, certain cases stand out, not because they prove anything conclusively, but because they challenge our assumptions about what the mind can do. These accounts offer a glimpse into the hidden potential that may lie within all of us. Case Study 1. The Mother Who Knew. In the late 1990s, a woman in the UK reported a sudden, overwhelming sense that her teenage son, who was miles away at the time, was in danger. She described it as a jolt, a feeling that something had gone wrong. Moments later, her phone rang. Her son had been involved in a minor accident. He was safe, but shaken. The timing was uncanny. No warning signs, no prior anxiety. Just a sudden, precise intuition. Stories like this appear in every culture. They suggest that emotional bonds may create channels of perception that operate beneath conscious awareness. Case Study 2. The Cold War Remote Perception Experiment. During the height of the Cold War, both the United States and the Soviet Union conducted classified experiments exploring unusual forms of perception. One participant in a US program was asked to describe a distant military installation he had never seen. He reported the layout of buildings, the presence of unusual equipment, the shape of a large structure under construction. Later, satellite imagery revealed details that matched his description with surprising accuracy. The results were never fully explained, but they were compelling enough to keep the program running for years. This case doesn't prove out-of-body travel, but it does suggest that human awareness may not be as confined as we assume. Case Study 3. The Near-Death Observation. A cardiac patient in a hospital in the early 2000s lost consciousness during a medical emergency. While clinically unresponsive, he later reported observing the room from above. He described the position of the medical staff, the sound of a dropped instrument, a specific phrase spoken by a nurse. All details were later confirmed by the team present. The patient had no medical training, no prior interest in OOBS, and no way to have perceived these events through normal senses. Cases like this continue to puzzle researchers and challenge the boundaries of neuroscience. Case Study 4. The Twin Connection. Identical twins often report experiences that hint at a deeper connection. One well-documented case involved twin sisters living in different cities. One suddenly felt a wave of panic and sadness without any clear cause. Minutes later, she received a call. Her sister had just been in a distressing situation. These events are not rare. Twins frequently describe shared emotions, simultaneous thoughts, mirrored dreams, sudden intuitive impressions. Whether this is telepathy, emotional resonance, or something else entirely, it suggests that human connection may operate on levels we do not yet understand. Case Study 5. The Being Watched Experiments. In controlled laboratory settings, researchers have tested whether people can sense when someone is looking at them. Participants sat with their backs turned, while another person either stared at them or looked away, according to random instructions. Across multiple studies, people detected the unseen gaze at rates slightly above chance, not dramatic, but consistent enough to raise questions. This subtle ability may be a remnant of ancient survival instincts, or it may hint at a deeper form of perception that operates outside the five senses. Case Study 6. The Dream That Became Reality. At 19 years old, preparing for overseas service, a young soldier spent the night in a large barrack room at Southampton Docks. Sleep came quickly, but what followed was no ordinary dream. He found himself standing before a long row of metal lockers, tall, numbered boxes stacked neatly one atop another. Some were open, most were closed. He had never seen anything like them in his life. The dream shifted. He walked toward a doorway, and as it opened, he stepped into a scene so beautiful and unfamiliar that it imprinted itself on his memory. A kidney-shaped swimming pool surrounded by palm trees and lush foliage, the water shimmering beneath warm, tropical light. A paved pathway curved around the pool, enclosed by a simple fence. For a young man who had never seen a tropical pool, the image was astonishing. Months later, after disembarking in Singapore and traveling north to Ipoh in Malaya, he settled into his first posting. There, he befriended a Chinese couple who invited him to their club, suggesting he bring his swimming trunks. When he entered the men's changing room, he froze. Before him stood the exact same rows of metal lockers from his dream, identical in height, shape, and arrangement. Stepping outside, he saw the pool, the same kidney shape, the same palm trees, the same paved pathway, the same enclosed fence. The same scene he had walked through months earlier in sleep, reproduced in reality with uncanny precision. For a young man who had never seen a tropical pool or a locker room like this, the experience was unforgettable. It remains one of the clearest examples of a verified precognitive dream, where the mind appears to glimpse a future place long before the body arrives. Final reflection. The mind still unmapped. Even after all the stories, experiments, anomalies, and personal accounts, one truth remains. We still do not know what consciousness truly is. We map the brain, but not the mind. We measure signals, but not awareness. We understand neurons, but not the spark that animates them. Human powers, whether subtle, dramatic, or fleeting, may be reminders of a deeper truth. We are not finished beings. We are unfinished discoveries. A full bibliography for this recording is available in the PDF edition of Human Powers. Thank you for listening. Before we part company, I'd like to invite you to explore another recording and its companion, PDF, The Hidden Human. It's a fascinating account of humanity's sudden appearance in the geological timeline, an emergence so rapid it feels almost instantaneous. In that moment, our species arrived with an advanced brain, a heightened consciousness, imagination, and tool-making abilities that seemed to leap far beyond anything that came before. At the same time, Neanderthal man vanished from the earth. The Hidden Human examines this mystery in depth, and the connection it shares with the Anunnaki hypothesis may surprise you, perhaps even astonish you. If you're curious about where we came from and what we might still be capable of, I encourage you to listen. Being astonished, after all, is one of the ways consciousness expands. We'll be right back.